And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Bulletproof influence. That's what I like to say. Bulletproof influence. Speaking of which, we sold quite a few of those Bulletproof Influence glasses over the last week. We had that promo code. If you're not familiar, rightsidemedia.org is our website. So we do a lot of stuff. It's not just Right Side Radio. Right Side Media is the parent company. We got podcasts. We got other stuff out there. Our written work comes out. But yeah, rightsidemedia.org actually has our merchandise shop on it. You can get on there and buy merch. You can get hats, t-shirts, coffee mugs, stickers. And then we have these... very cool. They're made by a company called Benshot. They're custom made for us. It's a highball glass, a clear highball glass with the Right Side Media logo engraved in it. And it says Bulletproof Influence right underneath that. And it actually has a 308 round embedded in the glass. It's very cool. And those things have been selling like hotcakes. So yeah, if you want a Right Side Media Bulletproof Influence Benshot glass custom made just for our ruffians, go to rightsidemedia.org and check it out on the shop. I think we sold several of those last week. This is already our second round of those. We had to restock, so that's very cool. All right, I'm into dipper number two. By the way, let me jump over here to the text lines. I just saw, so John from Harvest just texted in about the little girl named Ivy who's having a heart transplant right now. And actually texted in a prayer and said, "For Ivy, Heavenly Father, please guide the hands of the doctors and nurses involved. Send your abundant grace to the family to provide comfort and peace that surpasses all understanding. And we ask this in your Son's name, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever." Well, I join you in that prayer. John from Harvest, thank you so much for sending that. And yeah, we're all basically praying for little Ivy. Love to hear a good report out of that. All right, I am in dipper number two. Dipper number two, the immigration deflation. Wow. So, there were times in the last 4 years where I'll be honest with you, I have done monologues, I have done dippers, I've had guests on, all talking about what in the last 4 years was one of the most pressing issues that ran all the way up through the presidential election. The lack of control of immigration. The inability of the Biden administration to A, acknowledge, and B, control the millions of people they were allowing to just stream across the border almost at will. It was just nauseating. Think back. Can you remember the images? Like at Eagle Pass, when the bridge at the entry point of Eagle Pass, when there was like 1,000 people camped out under the bridge. And they were, remember the one where they were rushing the fence line and knocking the National Guardsmen out of the way? Remember when Texas was putting up like river barriers, floating river barriers, and then the Biden administration sued the state of Texas demanding they take down the barriers. Remember Operation Lone Star, Texas is spending billions of its own dollars to build parts of the wall and to do what it could. Remember how ranchers talked about how they didn't feel safe on their own property anymore. I mean, it's been a nauseating thing, but that's just in Texas. It was going everywhere. You had major cities like New York and others that are actually just like overrun and unable to, support and continue to provide what they had committed to with their sanctuary policies, and it was draining the city coffers. Still is. Out in California, they still hadn't figured it out. California has one of the highest per capita numbers of illegal immigrants, and it's just amazing. And they still continue. Why don't we give them state Medicaid? That's awesome. Well, listen, I thought with everything that we've been seeing, with some estimates say 11 million, some say upwards of 15 million who streamed in, I wondered if we were literally about to lose our national identity. And I don't say that lightly. I talked about more than once that the fall of Rome, the factors that historians believe caused the fall of Rome, if you look down the list, you'll see that a couple of them in there are exactly what we were seeing now. A loss of controls of the borders of the empire and mass migration of people who did not want to assimilate into the culture, but who mass migrated into the borders. and then an inability of the nation to sustain it. And that's what led to, in part, that's one of the, some of the factors that led to the fall of Rome. And here we were watching it happen in real time. Every time you turn the news on, streams of people. I mean, how many times did you see a human chain of people coming across the Rio Grande? I mean, that's not a narrow river. And to watch them coming across in a human chain, hand over hand, and then pulling each other up through the barbed wire to get to the other side, it just... And then you have the Biden administration demanding the barbed wire be taken down. Why? Do you just want more here? Apparently they did. And now we're watching. We went from a year ago last month, June, a year ago, June, now take it back. It was December of 2023. At one point we got up to, I think it was 324,000 illegals in 1 month. We were seeing 4,000 to 5,000 a day. A day coming across just on the southern border. Last month, June of 2025, zero. Zero. The immigration deflation, I'm not even sure I should call it that. It's more like the immigration implosion. I mean, we have literally watched illegal immigration cascade down. Trump said it so well. In fact, one of the best lines that has come out of his mouth in recent months is when he gave his State of the Union address, and he said as regards to the questions about how to enforce the border controls, he said, we were told so often that you needed new legislation. You did not. All you needed was a new president. Yes. Well, I'm about to run down the list with you here in a minute of things that are actually happening. Like, what are they doing? Like how amazing it is that we are seeing the numbers be what they are. I mean, when you have 324,000 in 1 month released into the country, and yet last month you have zero released into the country, that tells you everything you need to know. The border was always enforceable. They just didn't want to do it. They chose instead to try and just upfund things like, oh, I don't know, the Green New Steel and, you know, flooding the market with money on things that were subsidized and didn't match the free market policies this country was founded on. About literally just upfunding government. 87,000 new IRS agents. It's going to be awesome. All of the priorities were in a different position. Now we're beginning to focus on what the voters said we wanted. And we're watching the immigration deflation. I'll tell you more about it with specifics. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. So here we are, hour number three, Taco Tuesday, and we're in dipper number two, the immigration deflation. I got to tell you, one of the things that I enjoy the most is that Democrats don't like it. And I agree. You know, earlier when we had John Rogers on the show from Signal Analytics, he made the point that Democrats are doing themselves no favors on this. I mean, they're really not. What's the point of fighting this when you've got something that bipartisan polls extremely high, and yet you're going to go ahead and say, we can't do this. And I just don't understand why we keep going after people who are here illegally. Anyway, one of those is, of course, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, AOC has warned, apparently, that the effects of President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill are going to turn ugly really soon. Pray tell, what do you mean? In fact, I look at it and think, what's your point? She doesn't like it. That's what it is. So AOC apparently took to blue sky. By the way, let me pause a moment. Let me chase that rabbit. If you're not familiar with blue sky is the social media safe place for liberals. Blue Sky is an online cry room. Blue Sky is where no trigger words are allowed, and people can go in there and speak inside their bubble, say what they want to without fear of somebody trying to share misinformation with them and stuff. So,
well, J.D. Vance joined Blue Sky to
troll people?
Well, not to I can't remember. He put up a post. Well, the point is he got banned 30 minutes after joining. He literally put up a post and goes, "Hey, guys, I'm on Blue Sky, yada, yada, yada," and was instantly banned before he did anything. So I see that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a great endorsement of your platform. You're banning the vice president 30 minutes after joining, after he made one post.
He's not even had a chance to say, "Hey, how are you," or develop any followers yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, AOC took to Blue Sky, her cry room, her safe place. And she said, quote, "I don't think anyone's prepared for what they just did with ICE. This is not a simple budget increase. It's an explosion, making ICE bigger than the FBI, the Bureau of Prisons, the DEA, and others combined. And my question is, what's her point?" By the way, this is their thing right now. Are you prepared for the fact that the ICE is going to be one of the biggest law enforcement agencies in the world? Yes. Yes, I am.
We actually voted for that. Yeah,
we actually wanted that.
Stop. I already voted for him. Enough.
Let me go ahead and point out it wasn't just Trump asking for it. Congress actually passed it.
Yeah.
So it's legislatively created. Thank you very much. Now, I guess if you're not here illegally, you don't have a problem. But in her words, people are disappearing. Come on. People are not disappearing. Now, some of them are self-deporting. Maybe they just like got up in the morning and said, "Quick, pack a bag. We're out of here." That could be happening. But nobody is. By the way, on Blue Sky, have you heard this? One of the things that's happening right now is libs between TikTok and Blue Sky. The big rumor is Trump is rounding up illegals, flying them over the ocean, and kicking them out of the plane.
I'm sorry.
Literally just kicking them out into the ocean. They're shark food now. That's all it is.
This is why I say the Democratic Party is not even worth considering in anything anymore. Because that's the stuff they genuinely believe.
It's just unreal. But so the first thing that I look at when I'm seeing the immigration deflation is the fact that libs are not happy. If AOC is not happy, we must be on to something good. I'll tell you who else is not happy. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. So if you haven't seen it, story here on Fox News. Karen Bass decided she was going to go out there because they're having an ICE roundup at MacArthur Park, and that can't be allowed to happen. Just so you know, MacArthur Park, beautiful park in the middle of Los Angeles. It also has a huge immigrant population. It's also known to be heavy with MS-13 influence. And U.S. Border Patrol, along with 90 National Guardsmen, And ICE were seen on horseback with armored vehicles, Humvees, and they staged around MacArthur Park. And L.A. Mayor Karen Bass is having none of it. She's mad. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass went down there. She went down there, and this is what she told them. She said, "I told them they need to leave. They need to leave right now. They need to leave because this is unacceptable." Well, it's called federal law enforcement. And, oh, I see you're showing the video right now on the live stream. Yeah, there she is having herself a moment. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, upset. Why? Because, I don't know, maybe they're rounding up illegals, some of whom have criminal records and need to go home. Her point was, why would they come to a park? This is where children play.
Yeah, children were swinging on swings, and they see the Gestapo roll in.
Yeah, so if you've ever staged a military operation, let me just say, you don't stage it in places where you can't have some measure of control. So MacArthur Park is A, an epicenter, B, it's a good staging area, and C, it has lots of ingress and egress for the law enforcement and military personnel. So it's not about, well, you showed up here to scare children. No, that's not it at all. What I love, though, is the level of empowerment. Part of the immigration deflation right now is not just libs having a meltdown every day. It's also the sense of empowerment that we are now watching in some of our law enforcement, like Border Patrol and ICE and others, who suddenly realize we're allowed to do our jobs. The reasons why I joined this force are now actually being put to use. Border Patrol Chief Gregory Bovino, maybe my favorite quote of the week. Maybe my favorite quote, right after Karen Bass, mayor of LA, came out and told him they need to leave. His response, "I don't work for Karen Bass." He said, "Better get used to us now because this is going to be normal very soon. We will go anywhere, anytime we want to in Los Angeles." Wow. Can I have some applause? I think that deserves it. Just hit that applause button, brother. California Governor Gavin Newsom is also just upset. He calls this whole thing at MacArthur Park a message from the polluted heart of Donald Trump. What does that even mean?
Hair gel George Wallace.
Hair gel George Wallace. Liking it. All right, but listen, I got to tell you, there's a disturbing thing going on right now. The immigration deflation is not without risk. One of the things that's happening is we're seeing an increased number of attacks on our Customs and Border Patrol and ICE agents. I saw one stat that said there's been a 500% increase in assaults on ICE and CBP personnel. Now, we also have, it's not just like resisting and assaulting, and we actually have two examples of what appear to be ambushes. So I got a piece here from Fox, Dateline yesterday. An active shooter armed with tactical gear and a rifle opened up on Border Patrol agents as they arrived at a Border Patrol annex facility in McAllen, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley. Agents and local police returned fire and killed the gunman. No federal agents were hit, but one McAllen police officer was struck. Law enforcement sources say the officer is in stable condition. Law enforcement believes the attack was a purposeful ambush targeting Border Patrol. Just days ago, by the way, that's one of the events, but just days before that, another Texas police officer was shot outside of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility in Texas. So that's twice in 1 week we've had what appear to be ambushes with, you know, firearms on ICE or police officers or other law enforcement in and around Customs and Border Patrol facilities and ICE facilities. One of the things that really bugs me is last week I told you about an app. I think it was last week. You were gone, JP. So if you don't remember it, it was last week. But there's an app that's been put out. And this app is designed to basically tell people where ICE agents are. It's almost like when you're, you know, driving and you have that Waze and you put in whether there's a speed trap or something like that. Except that it's denoting where ICE is located. But many people believe that it's not just to warn illegals and to interfere in operations. It's also designed to tell people who want to ambush ICE where they're congregating, where they're located. And that's a dangerous thing. And now that we have two active shooter incidents against law enforcement with, you know, immigration reform issues going on, then I have to look at this and go, that app just got even more dangerous. One of the things I really enjoyed, though, was finding out that not long after we talked about it, that, you know, other you know, conservative pundits were also talking about it, and that conservatives all over America began flooding it with false reports. Awesome. I'm saying go for it. Flood that bad boy with false reports. Make it difficult for people to figure out how to go ambush our men and women in blue. All right, I got more on this. The immigration deflation. We'll take a break right now. I'll come right back, and I got more, like, What did Tom Homan say to the new socialist mayoral candidate for New York City? Oh, you'll like it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. So the immigration deflation, it's more than just, like, things are getting done. It's also the attitude, the tone. I mean, it's like there's a whole game on mentality. You can tell it's you're watching every time you turn around, you're watching a member of the Trump administration come charging out of their corner for the next round of the fight. And it's a joy to watch. I'll be honest. It absolutely is 100% a joy to watch, because for the last 4 years, we felt like all we did was just get pummeled and just told to sit down and shut up. And now all of a sudden we've got like Tom Homan and Kristi Noem and the ICE director and the CBP director and you've got basically everybody in the Trump administration who has a say-so is saying so, and they are loving it. You even got the Department of Defense weighing in, Pete Hegseth sending troops down there and federalizing National Guardsmen and others to get things done. I mean, it's like a whole new day. They even appointed Tom Homan as a border czar. That told you they were serious. They weren't just saying, it wasn't lip service. It wasn't Mayorkas wandering into Congress and saying, well, the border is secure, sir. I mean, that guy was such a waste of air.
That guy, chief of all, I think, in that administration needs to be in jail. 100%.
I'm waiting for the day.
Well, didn't he get a pardon? I think he did.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Look that up. Look at, did Mayorkas get a Biden pardon?
I believe he did.
You know what? That's okay. If you got a Biden pardon, it doesn't mean we can't call you in and make you testify.
No, he actually has not been pardoned by Biden. I stand corrected.
I would love for someone. Here's my, okay. As long as I'm chasing that rabbit, here's what I hope happens on that. I hope that we get a whistleblower who comes in sometime soon with a document or a series of emails or text messages or something and says, listen, I had to work for Mayorkas for 4 years and I tried to tell him this was a really bad plan and he told me we're leaving the border open. Here's the email. I want, it's got to be somewhere out there.
Well, 7 days ago, the Trump, if you remember, told the DOJ to look into, you know, if there's anything to arrest Mayorkas for. But it's one thing to be incompetent and you're trying to secure the border and you're just bad at your job. He was deliberately unsecuring the border.
And then deliberately lying about it being secure.
Yeah, while under oath.
Like, I'm sorry, we can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Homan, totally different dude. Tom Homan, God bless him. By the way, Tom Homan looks like he needs a day of rest. He's old boy's looking a little rough right now, to be honest. And I'm hoping he's getting some rest. But Town Hall has a piece that came out yesterday. Border czar Tom Homan just offered a blistering warning to the New York City Democrat mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani. That guy's the gift that keeps on giving, by the way. Who Zohran Mamdani is vowing to block ICE from doing his job. Homan's response? Get out of the way. We're coming. He says, we don't have that problem like in Florida where every sheriff in the state's working with us. So we're going to send our assets where the problem is. Sanctuary cities. What Homan just said was, in states like Florida, we have partnerships with state and local officials. And they are force multipliers down there. So I don't have to send as many ICE agents to Florida because state and local's helping us down there. So that means I got more people to send to you, Mamdani, up in New York City. Homan warned in the article, it says, Homan warned that if sanctuary cities like New York block ICE from arresting illegal aliens in jails, then ICE will ramp up enforcement in communities and at workplaces. What does that mean? Okay, so part of it is, I mean, locals arrest people all the time, pull them in on a warrant, pick them up at a traffic stop. Something's happening. It could be an unrelated. It could be a crime. It could be a domestic issue. And next thing you know, you got somebody in jail and all of a sudden you realize, oh, by the way, they didn't just do that thing that brought them to our attention. They're here illegally. But in sanctuary cities, they don't alert ICE that we have a criminal illegal alien in our jail. They just release them. ICE is saying, Homan is saying, if you'll let us come to jail, if you'll work with us, we'll just walk in smooth as you please. Put them in cuffs, take them off your hands. What that does is it protects law enforcement. There won't be a protest. There won't be a violent altercation. There won't be somebody resisting because all they're doing is walking into where they're already controlled, putting them in cuffs, taking them to detention. But New York and LA and San Francisco and others won't do that, which means that ICE has no choice but to go out and do things like MacArthur Park because that's all they've got, because they get no local assistance. Now, I got to tell you this one. I mean, as much as I'm loving immigration deflation, it's also amazing to watch the absolute disparity, not just in the results and everything else, but like certain things that used to happen for the last 4 years are now absolutely just the opposite. For instance, a while ago, I mentioned the border wall, and I mentioned the floating barriers in the Rio Grande. Remember that? So back in 2023, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, with Operation Lone Star, they put a floating barrier near Eagle Pass. And the Biden administration sued them. The Biden administration sued Texas to make them take out the border barrier, the floating barrier. Now, fast forward July 6th, 2025. In addition to the border infrastructure by President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, the Department of Homeland Security has announced plans to quickly install 17 miles of floating border barrier in the Texas Rio Grande Valley. You were waiting for that opportunity.
I was. Well, John Paul and John from Huntsville on YouTube told me to play the Hallelujah sound effect, so I figured that was a good spot.
That's a good spot for it. Yeah, Christy Noem actually signed a waiver so they don't have to be impeded by environmental regulations. All I'm saying is this. It's a whole new day. I got more, man. Immigration deflation. It's good stuff. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Oh, shoot. I mean, it goes from like Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. It goes all the way from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about down to that lovely little village on the plains we call Auburn. Straight across the border from there to what we call Fort Benning, and then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. I got to tell you, too, that's just the radio audience, man. And listen, there's a whole bunch of y'all that also live stream the show every single day, and we love the fact that you do. That's why we do it. We live stream. You can see us in studio, and the show is just as fresh that way, too. And a bunch of y'all get it on YouTube and X and Rumble and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then a ton of y'all we know for a fact, because we've seen a lot of downloads of it, a ton of y'all actually download the show podcast form every day. All that stuff's available to you. But the fact is, all of y'all are out there in all those different venues, no matter where we are doing Right Side Radio, we can't do it without you. You mean the world to us. Thank you. I say it every day. That's why I say this two or three times a show. I want to make sure you know that we know you're out there, and we cannot do it without you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. I'm back into dipper number two. It's going to be a two-dipper day, I do believe. Dipper number two, the immigration deflation. Here's another thing that's happening. If you remember, one of the policies, I mean, it was so evident that the Democrats were intent upon flooding the nation with people who were mass migrating. I mean, this is, when you say mass migration, that's where a whole swath of people pick up and move, like cultures move. Well, one of the things that was happening was a thing called a TPS visa. This was not just border issues. The Biden administration was actually doing things to accentuate the ability for people to get here and just be. Like, not about, hey, let me apply for a visa, take my time, and, you know, I'm going to stand in line. I want to come and be assimilated into the culture. I want to become an American citizen. No. We're talking about just people that were hunkering down, getting free stuff, and taking up space in the United States. And part of it was the TPS status. TPS for Nicaraguans and Hondurans is now being revoked. There's like 76,000 people here who were given TPS status by the Department of Homeland Security under Biden. And according to this piece I've got here from Town Hall that I hold in my calloused former paratrooper hands, it came out yesterday, DHS is terminating that same program for Nicaraguans and Hondurans. They terminated it for Haiti a few weeks ago, and they terminated it for Venezuela a few months ago. So what they did was they went through all the process, made sure they had all their ducks in a row, and now the whole CHNV program is just cascading down. Listen, I mean, you got like Nicaragua was getting TPS protections that dated back to the 1999 natural disasters there. It's ridiculous. It's supposed to be something that is temporary. That's why it's called TPS, temporary protected status. They weren't. They were just coming over here and becoming, you know, just one more in the wave of humanity that was crashing our borders. And by the way, don't think for a second that I'm opposed to immigration. I've got naturalized citizens in my family. I'm good with that. But you know what? There's a process. And if you can't enforce the process, do you really have a nation? Do you have a border? Because it's not just your culture that makes you a nation. It's also your geographic boundaries and the ability to enforce and protect them. Right here at home, 1819 News. State Senator Chris Elliott, who hails from the South Alabama region, down yonder in Josephine, Alabama. He's a general contractor himself. He said that he's seen some challenges with illegal workers trying to cheat the system by presenting forged documents. But then he also talks about the fact that we just had a really embarrassing situation where a company called Rabern General Contractors was building the brand spanking new Gulf Shores High School. That's a public works project paid for with public dollars. and they had 30 illegal aliens arrested on that one job site in one day. That same company is building the new Alabama State House for the House and Senate to meet in. You can't get more awkward than that. Rayburn General Contractors has issued a mea culpa. They are sorry. They don't know how this happened. They are going to take, you know, additional steps to make sure they've done all the vetting they need to do. But Chris Elliott, Senator Elliott, he said it's true that general contractors cannot become experts in forged instruments. That's why he wants to make it harder for illegals to work in Alabama. He said some of the documentation issues show that we need to have multiple different layers of state statutes that say, hey, we're going to make it hard for you to be here illegally, and that's what we've attempted to do. I will tell you that I was a part of the crew that helped pass what became known as the Beeson-Hammond Act. It's the act that became a model for state-level illegal immigration legislation. And the reason I bring this up now is because what you're watching in the immigration deflation environment we're in is that other states are beginning to say, you know what, it's time for us to have state laws too. Texas, Operation Lone Star, and all of the legislation they passed at the state level to be able to upfund their own border controls. You've got other states like Alabama doing more than just the Beeson-Hammond Act, but stuff like what I'm talking about there. Then you got knuckleheads. Then you still got knuckleheads. There is jackassery still going on. Can I have a, let me, would you go ahead and prelude this next story with some jackassery? Go right ahead. Tampon Tim. Tampon Timmy, the governor of Minnesota. Never one to pass up an opportunity to get some jackassery in. He just signed into law the ability to fund state tuition benefits for illegal aliens. Well, that makes sense. I mean, state tuition, that's for residents who've lived there for a while, right? In fact, usually what happens is you give in-state tuition because those are people who've been paying into the system that helps that university do what it does through state budgeting processes. Makes good sense to give it to illegal aliens, doesn't it?
Of course.
Sure. Why not? Heck, what's another, you know, 100 million or so?
I mean, that's what it's for.
I got to ask you, though. I wonder how many illegal aliens are here to go to college. What do you think? Okay. You're on it. If you don't win today with John's points, Grady, I don't know what's going to happen. Anyway, the bottom line is this. The Department of Justice, under Attorney General Pam Bondi, has filed suit against the state of Minnesota, arguing that Minnesota statutes violate Section 8, U.S. Code 1623, federal law, which is part of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigration Responsibility Act. I say all that to say, federal law says you can't do that, Tim. And yet he did it anyway. It's just asinine. And then I'll tell you one of the last things I'm seeing. So immigration deflation is something that is happening at the state level. It's something that's happening at the federal enforcement level. It's something that's happening in the Department of State revoking TPS status level. It's something that is happening in terms of putting border barriers in place. It's a physical thing. It's also something in terms of the State Department working with other countries to get them off their keisters to accept back their own people. Because there are an entire group of countries which are referred to by the Department of State as recalcitrant countries. Those are the ones who won't take them back. Like, we didn't want them in the first place. You can have them, man. They don't want to be with us. We don't want them back. Well, how about Venezuela, China, and Nicaragua have been labeled as recalcitrant countries. We have a difficulty, according to the document here I pulled off of FAIR. By the way, if you ever want to read up the latest with a conservative view on immigration reform, go to FAIR website. That's the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They do great work. They point out that the difficulty of removing individuals from these countries has made recalcitrant countries an important diplomatic and policy issue. Basically, it's not just Secretary Noem. It's Secretary of State Marco Rubio. It's Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. It's the governors of the various states. It's the state legislatures. It's ICE. It's the Customs and Border Patrol. It's Tom Homan, the border czar. It's all of the above. It's literally an all of the above strategy right now to deal with something that was the top issue in the election season. And I'm just good with it. I mean, good Lord. And you know what? If you had asked me, would we get this much done in the first 5 months? I'd have said, well, you know, that's wishful thinking.
Just needed a new president.
Apparently we did. I got a ton of text messages. Let me get a couple of those. Well, you got something? What
well,
you got?
I'd say, by the way, we have some breaking news. The Supreme Court appears to have ruled on the allows Trump to fire federal workers. It was an 8-1 decision or ruling, and you want to take a guess at the one dissent was?
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
You would be correct. And actually, so Sotomayor wrote the, what's it called?
The dissent?
From the affirming side, and actually kind of chastised Justice Jackson.
Really? Sotomayor did?
Yeah, Sotomayor. Not in the same way that
so she concurred,
Comey Barrett.
Who wrote the opinion? The actual opinion.
Sotomayor.
She wrote the whole opinion?
I appear so because I'm seeing a passage Sotomayor kind of going after, not in the same dramatic fashion like Coney Barrett did, but kind of going after Justice Jackson in the same way. So, yeah, so it's 8-1 with Ketanji Brown Jackson being the only dissent for Trump to lay off federal workers.
Between Amy Coney Barrett and Sotomayor, it's like Ketanji Brown Jackson's in the Mean Girl movie right now.
Yes. Yeah. It's. I mean, what do you expect for, you know, the only reason she was brought up to be a black Supreme Court justice is what you get, a DEI Supreme Court justice.
My word. All that and the TSA is not making people take off their shoes.
Yes.
It's a whole new day in America.
Which, on my trip, I said to my family, I said, whatever happened to taking shoes off at the airport? I know they weren't making us do it. So I guess they kind of got that order before announcing it. But yeah, that's
nice.
Bizarre.
Take me to a break, JP. We'll take the break. Last break of the day. We'll come right back, get some text messages, and wrap it for the day. Phil Williams on a Taco Tuesday. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.